This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The State Health Department shows the number of state Medicaid-funded abortions has dropped from 830 in fiscal year 2010 to about 510 last year. A move to restrict Medicaid-funded abortions has been blocked in a lawsuit over the constitutionality of the new regulations. At midday, huge crowds of homeless men and women filter into Beans Cafe in downtown Anchorage. But once a week, volunteers recently began serving up more than a hot meal. KSKA's Dacia Eaton has the story.
Dressed in a traditional fringed and beaded moosehide jacket, when Samuel Johns steps into the industrial-sized building filled with cafeteria tables, heads turn. Some of the homeless people ask about his jacket, others about his drum, with the word Atna scrolled across the front and two red feathers on either side. Even more gather round when he brings out his stick and starts pounding out the beat. His cousin Andrew wears a black hoodie and dances and sings at his side. During a recent one-day point-in-time survey, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation found the majority of chronically homeless people in Anchorage, around 70% of the 700 or so homeless people surveyed, self-identified as Alaska Native. Johns noticed, too. He says he got the idea to start drumming at Beans while volunteering there a few weeks ago. At the end of the song, the audience lets out sounds of approval. 28-year-old Johns grew up in Copper Center, or as he calls it, Eklutika. He's Atna and Gwich'in Athabascan. By his own account, Johns could have been among the men and women with substance abuse issues at Beans. He spent his youth drinking to numb out emotions, he says, that he didn't know how to deal with. Traditional songs, drumming, and dancing helped him find connection again and get sober when he was 21. He says he was apprehensive about how he'd be received, but something cool happened when he started drumming and singing at Beans.
It amazed me about the amount of respect that I got and the quietness that happened.
Quietness followed by request after request for traditional Native songs from every corner of Alaska. Ed Pratt, who says he's Tlingit from Hoona and Juneau, asked Johns to play a song to honor a friend who recently died.
I love the drumming because it takes me away from myself.
Vernita Ballett, who's Inupiaq from Selawik, likes the drumming too.
Driving me crazy.
In a good way?
In a good, beautiful way.
Does it remind you of home?
It reminds me a lot from the way long ago people, Inupiaq people, they used to drum too, you know, and dance. They taught me how. I know a little bit about it, but, you know, just to hear them drum, and it's beautiful. I love it. Made me feel young again.
Our Native dancing and drumming long ago was kind of our form of going to church.
That's Ed Tilana, a cultural programs coordinator at the Alaska Native Heritage Center.
Before Western civilization came to Alaska and religion came to Alaska, this was our way of making prayer to honor animals, to honor our ancestors, the land, and to share stories with everybody.
Tilana learned traditional drumming from his grandparents, who come from King Island, while he was growing up in Anchorage. He says they taught him that drums are used to replicate the sound of your mother's heartbeat, and that they help you relax, release energy, and feel connection. With Alaska Native culture still in transition from traditional to modern times, Tilana says the drum is a way to connect with healthy traditions and find a way forward.
Physical abuse, mental abuse, alcohol, drug abuse, you know, these things we tend to get lost in, and then we are disconnected from our culture. But when we hear our drumming and our singing, that fills an empty spot in our heart.
A spot John says he's excited to help fill with his drum.
Our drum is like medicine. Our drum is a tool for healing. And that's what I was telling them while we were down there, is you don't just buy this thing at a store. You don't get this at the hospital. It's something that's been passed down from generation to generation for a reason.
Johns only knows songs from his region, he hopes Alaska Native people from other regions will join him to drum, sing, and dance with the people at Beans Cafe soon. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.